regardless of its source, has overtaken or entranced you that is not common to human experience. Nor is any temptation unusual beyond human resistance. What it means is that whatsoever you are facing in life, the Bible says it is common to man. And God would not allow anything to happen to you which is not what? Common. So you tell me now that I'm in big situation, whether spiritually or physically, mentally or financially. Whatsoever it could be, it is common. And God would not allow anything that is beyond you that you can't manage. But that's not our message today. We are going there. Are we here? Now, let's go. It says, there is nothing that is going to overtake you. Be it mentally, physically, spiritually. Anything that the enemy can bring in front of you, be it to entice you, be it to afflict you, to torment you. The Bible says there is nothing. Nothing. It says that is not common to man. God would not allow anything. He knows you're going to overcome it. But then, how does it happen that people, instead of overcoming, they get overcome? Do you know why? Do you know why? You're so quiet today, I don't know. I said, do you know why? So the scripture, do you know why? The Bible says it's not possible that you should fail to overcome it. Do you know why? So from the scripture there is a word that is very important. The Bible says, my God, let's go back to King James Version. It says, now, look at this part. It says, but with the temptation, the same temptation you are facing, with the same temptation, the Bible says, he will also make a way to escape. So if Satan brings sickness to afflict you as a temptation, through the same sickness, he will what? He will make a way for you to what? Is somebody here? Is somebody here? Tell your neighbor, through the same pain, he will make a way. To do what? I want you to hear you louder. To do what? You're getting there. To do what? He will do what? Make a way. The Bible says by the same temptation, he will make a way to escape. From the scripture, the Bible says, and I look at that. It says, but with the temptation also make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it. If you have a brother next to you, say escape, brother. If it's a sister, say escape, sister. Tell that neighbor if you have something very painful. Tell your neighbor, escape. But the scripture now tells us how you can escape. Do you know what it says? In verse 16, it says in this way, how to escape from everything you are passing through. The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The way to escape is by taking this communion. Amen.
You are getting it now. Especially this direction, you are getting it now. What about this direction? Are you getting it? It says, he will provide what? A way to escape. In verse 16, he said, is it not the cup? Is it not the bread? Is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? So when Jesus, are you here, right? When Jesus was on earth, the Bible says he was tempted with every temptation. So if I am tempted, Jesus was tempted for me. So God is saying, for you to escape the temptation, God will use a temptation for you to escape. And that temptation is the body of Christ. So Jesus was wounded. You didn't get it? So if you are sick, then God brought someone to through the pain in order to heal the pain. You're not getting it. He brought a temptation. By the same temptation, I'm talking to somebody right here. Who's getting what I'm trying to talk about right now? By the same temptation you're facing now, somebody came, became it, bared it, felt it. Are you here? Endured it, resisted it. And after that, when you are facing it, by the same temptation, you will escape. No, you're not getting it. By the same temptation, tell your neighbor, by the same temptation, you will escape. So the Bible says, what is this temptation? Is it not the cup which we bless? Is it not the bread we break? Meaning to say, the communion has the power. If you had sinned against God and you were tempted and you come like this and there is a bread and there is the blood, you come and say, Lord, forgive me. And you take the bread and you are able to escape. And you are aligned back to Christ. If you are sick and you have the pain, do you know Jesus Christ? He was picked like this. And they took him to say, we are killing you now. Are you there? We are what? As they took him like this, as they were about to kill him, the Bible says he escaped as they were watching. He just walked through like this. The Bible says he moved out of their what? Grip. They are holding him like this. And the man just escaped. And it is that body which we are eating today. You will escape. I don't care what is holding you right now. This communion we are taking here, we are taking it not just as a religious practice. We are taking it because God taught us that this cup, this bread, you can escape. Now, last night I was telling you how Jesus himself escaped from the death. You're here, right? The Bible says he was buried and he said, I have the power to lay down my life and I have the power to do what? To take it back. And this is the body which you are taking today. Any situation, you'll escape. And if you are in this building or you're watching me, wherever you're watching from, and there is a particular sin that easily entangles this today, that demon that forces you, that leads you, it will come out. You will escape today. Your I receive is not loud and clear. Tell your neighbor, if there is a particular sin, you will escape from that grip. There is the ability, there is power. You can escape death. There are people who God in heaven already made it to say, you, because of your life, your name is not in the book of life. You go to hell. But imagine a person believing in Jesus Christ, taking the communion and escaping from hell, just like that. It says, is this not, it says you can escape it. Try it now. Any problem you have, any situation that you have, I want you to take this communion, whether it there is a spiritual problem you are struggling with, whether it's a physical problem, I want you to take this communion today, believing I will escape. You will see it. Tell your neighbor, escape. Now, what's holding you? What's holding you now? Anything that is holding you today, I decree and declare that you come out in the name of Jesus by this communion. Any disease, I rebuke you. By this communion, every spiritual problem, every demonic habit, any spiritual activity tormenting you, I rebuke it and I command it out. You will be freed from every force and every grip by the power of the communion that you're holding right now. I decree and declare that anyone having faith in Christ Jesus, you will receive your forgiveness. And I decree and declare, any person taking this communion today, if there is a spiritual problem, financial problem, physical problem, a mental problem, you will escape in the name of Jesus. I said you will escape in the name of Jesus. I decree you will escape in the name of Jesus.